Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout-outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast-to-coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by our sponsors at National Treatment Centers. Guys, everybody out there, listen to me, everybody knows a family or a household that's fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. Maybe it's your family tree that's battling it or someone you love. If that's the case, pick up the phone, get the ball rolling on kicking that problem right where it lives by calling the professionals at 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891. The number's on our website as well at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Make it happen, guys, and help the ones you love put that chapter behind them. They're the ones that can help. Sitting here, coffee in hand, looking out the window at another gorgeous October laid out in front of us. I have been looking so forward to having these two on the air with me. We talk about this subject matter a lot. It is something that is touching every single demographic in America, and that is opioid use. And it's something I touch on. We kind of skate across the edge of it. I wanted to get a more in-depth interview regarding this, and perfect, perfect timing. Dr. Paul Sethi and Fred Munch joining us via our newsmaker line about surgeries. Surgery is often a gateway, we know this, to persistent opioid use. And here's what shocked me. Millennial women are at the greatest risk of becoming persistent opioid users. That completely threw me for a loop. So despite the availability of non-opioid pain management options, all right, they're out there. There's tons. We had tons of stuff before opioids. New research is now showing us that opioids continue to be wildly overprescribed following some surgeries, often leading to misuse and abuse. Again, we all know a family or a household that's been touched by this. So here, to break it all down for us, Dr. Sethi and Mr. Munch, I'm going to start with Dr. Sethi, if you don't mind. Talk to me why surgery specifically is a gateway to persistent opioid use. What is leading that?
So, Kristen, thanks for the question. Part of my responsibility is to take a broken bone or a torn ligament and to repair that so that you have a fully functional joint that can go back and play sports. In order to do that, surgery is often required. And the traditional training from medical school is that treating post-operative pain and really treating all of the post-operative pain with opiate medications was the right thing to do. We believed incorrectly for many years that you could not get addicted or get in trouble with pain medications taking them after surgery. Unfortunately, in hindsight, we realized that's not the case, and the duration of medication that you're on and the types of medication can play a major role. So we now say there's close to 10% of patients, 9% to be more granular, but 9% of patients who are going to be on pain medication for a persistent period of time, for greater than 3 months after their surgery. This is really an unacceptable complication rate. And we have to look at other ways to treat pain afterwards, setting expectations differently, using anti-inflammatory medications, and using what we call a multimodal approach afterwards, early physical therapy and ice, ways that we can use opiates as a third or fourth line of pain medication and for a very short duration rather than the first line of defense.
Absolutely. And you nailed it. You really did. Because again, you know, I've got two beautiful kids, two C-sections where I was the first one leaping for the painkillers. So I'm all for it. But you touched on something so importantly where with all of the research and everything else, there are some things we simply can't foresee. And this is one of them. So we're just going to tackle it like the problem that it is and put it in the rearview mirror as quickly as we can. Mr. Munch, talk to me about the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids. How is that partnership working to combat the opioid epidemic and stop it in its tracks if possible?
The partnership is focused on empowering and supporting parents, caregivers, and caregivers to help their children and loved ones, prevent substance misuse and overcome substance misuse when they're in the grips of it. And specifically with the opioid epidemic, we focus in a few areas. One is to making sure that people know there are other options than opioids when they speak to their doctor or their prescribed opioids. And it's to empower parents to advocate for their children based on all the statistics showing that when young people are prescribed opioids, the risk for dependence grows dramatically. The other is that when opioids are prescribed, to make sure parents are aware to have their children or loved ones take them for the shortest period of time possible, to keep those medications safe when they're in the house, and then properly dispose of them. And then second, we focus on the loved ones and children who are struggling with opioids. As Dr. Sethi mentioned, there's about 10% of people taking opioids long after the acute surgery or injury. And we want to make sure that individuals who are currently struggling have support. So we focus on helping them through a national helpline, phone helpline, text messaging, email. We have a parent coaching network to make sure that family members know they're not alone. And in that, we also help them plan for surgeries. We know that there's 23 million Americans in recovery, and there are alternatives. And we want to make sure that those individuals know that they have a place to turn when they're struggling.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. And again, as you were talking, it kind of made another question jump in my head here. You know, I'm showing my age here. I just turned 50. When I was a kid and we heard about, you know, drugs and the possibility of kind of overuse and everything else, we're thinking about, you know, meeting someone on a street corner and it's, you know, something kind of, you know, sinister and that kind of thing. It's not. These days, this big problem we're talking about is started by people who've never touched drugs in their life oftentimes, and they're introduced by their trusted physician who 100% has nothing but the best intentions. So that's actually a double-edged sword right there, because when you're having a conversation with your doctor and that kind of thing. So, Dr. Sethi, what can surgeons, because we're not talking about someone on a street corner, we're talking about a trusted, incredibly well-educated woman or man that's kind of, you know, counseling their patient. What can these surgeons and patients together do from this point on to help reduce the amount of opioids prescribed? Do we need to throttle back on it, or is there just a matter of more education, maybe both?
I think the answer, Kristen, is both.
Yeah.
The first thing is to sort of set appropriate expectations on what pain is, and pain's not dangerous necessarily, and pain doesn't mean something's going wrong post-surgically. By changing the mindset around this, and then finally by accepting that having some pain is okay, we can automatically change expectations and reduce it. I think surgeons as a whole, we have to become less dependent on the opiate medication and explain to our patients, who are very well educated now, that even short durations of this medication can be dangerous. The challenge is that if you come into the doctor and you've been in back pain for 4 or 5 days, and your doctor says, well, I'm going to give you some Tylenol, you may feel abandoned. And surgeons and doctors need to just take a little bit more time to think about other alternatives, to recommend physical therapy, to recommend stronger anti-inflammatories, and have a stronger line of communication and education with patients.
Yeah, you're right. You're spot on right. You know, something else we need to talk about here just briefly, because I know you could probably both write a book on this. There's one big question mark when it comes to all of these various procedures and this, you know, and the age of the patient and everything else going on. And there's one thing that I think can really help prevent any kind of complications with this, and that's the outside family chiming in. I am the proud owner of a family tree that would not hesitate to drop the hammer if they ever thought someone in our family was, you know, misusing or whatever. They get loud. They get really loud really fast. I say that as a compliment. A lot of people don't have that air quotes advantage in their household. They think, you know, they don't have the support system. Something's lacking where they're not saying, you know, you're doing something stupid with these opioids. They're not meant for this. It's time to stop. How do we kind of balance this all out with regards to bringing in other family members, maybe bringing in other support personnel? How do we do it without overdoing it?
So thanks for mentioning that, Kristen, because we know that families are the first to know. Unfortunately, individuals and young people can hide it for a long period of time. But if we empower families, caregivers, loved ones, siblings, parents to be proactive and to actually say something when they see a problem, we can make a huge difference in this epidemic. In particular, one of the things we do is we focus on giving parents and caregivers a script, because often what happens is they don't know what to say. People are feeling like they'll be perceived as bothersome or intruding, and it's great you have a family that doesn't feel that way, because what we try to do is inform parents and caregivers that there's research to show when you intervene, you can prevent substance misuse. And when you intervene, you can also help people get treatment quicker when they are struggling.
That's fantastic. Now, I knew the time was going to fly, but I want to make sure we take a minute to talk about your fantastic initiative called the Choices Matter Initiative. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would, and where we can find more information about it.
Choices Matter is a campaign that it's an agreement between physicians, providers, and patients that agrees that we need to have opioid alternatives to pain medication. The Plan Against Pain website, planagainstpain.com website, offers you this information. It offers you important information about how to get rid of your pain medications, which is another important thing. We don't want these sitting around in your house.
I love it. And this is the thing that makes me so hopeful as well. Every generation, every, 10 years, every decade has its, its hiccups. You got the things you remember it by. Opioid use, we all know somebody from the best of families, from the craziest of families, from, whatever families. It's everywhere. It cuts like a knife through every single demographic out there. We're all in this together. And thanks to fantastic initiatives like yours, this is where we get this thing stopped. You guys, I knew the time was going to fly. You got an open mic whenever you wanted. And again, give us a website where we can find more on this.
PlanAgainstPain.com will be an important resource for learning about non-opioid alternatives.
And you can also go to drugfree.org to learn about options, as well as to get help for a family member or friend who might be struggling with opioids.
Outstanding. You guys got it all covered. It's so appreciated. It's very reassuring. And you guys got an open mic whenever you want it. Dr. Paul Sethi and Fred Munch, thanks again. Be well, and we look forward to connecting again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, but best of all.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
And welcome back to the Kristen Agopian Show. This latest segment brought to you by the airline travel experts at 800-430-7923. Where are you looking to go for your next getaway? London, Rome, Costa Rica, wherever it is. Give the airline travel experts a call at 800-430-7923 and see just how low they can get the airfare for your next getaway. These guys are fantastic. All right, gang, we're coming up on Halloween. Last week, we put out all these feelers about your best fabulously frugal. It doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't take a lot of money, but you still have a fabulous end result. The pictures and the stories that I'm getting from people are cracking me up. That's a story for another day. But what really grabbed me a couple of weeks ago, as I get my now 14-year-old and my 11-year-old ready for the upcoming Halloween, it's always fun. We have such a blast with it. But I am kind of freaking out at how many adults, parents, fellow parents out there, even grandparents getting in on the action, really shelling out way too much buckage for any kind of a Halloween costume. I'm sorry. They generally weigh maybe 2 ounces. You see these, the costumes in the various little bags. You pick it up and it's like, woo, it's like an ounce big. It's not that much material. It's not that much complicated sewing or stitchery or whatever. And they're shelling out hundreds of dollars, and then they're customizing it. There's people out there that were spending, a month in front of the sewing machine trying to get this stuff done, taking it to tailors and dry cleaners who do special things on costumes. I just could not believe my ears. So I'm loving this, very mild backlash on the overspending for Halloween. Last week, we talked about all these various costumes you could put together for easily less than 10 bucks, and best of all, in less than 10 minutes, and by far, best of all, it's still a fantastic costume. Had that whole list last week thinking, oh, that ought to wrap it up. No. Getting tons of feedback from listeners with their own pictures, with their how-tos. Here we go. So without any particular order, more fantastic costumes. Now, honestly, these could go for either adults or for kids. They're easily customizable in every way, shape, or form. So in no particular order, more Halloween costumes you can make for easily less than 10 bucks and easily less than 10 minutes. This one was cute. A crown and Coke. Okay, it's a fun couple's costume, maybe a brother-sister, husband-wife, boyfriend-girlfriend, whatever it is. And there's actually one here that did something similar for their twin kids, one boy and one girl. So easily, you can do this any direction you want to. Here's what you do. Tutorial's pretty simple. If you have a red dress on hand for the ladies, if you don't, there's another couple who did this. Everybody's dressed in black pants and a black turtleneck. Very handy. You can put on a black jacket if you're going out. If you're just going to a party, keep it a little lighter. Black pants, black turtleneck. Ladies, you can do either a customizable, wrap-around dress with a Coke on it, with the Coke emblem. The most clever one I saw here was someone who just had a beach towel with the Coke logo on it, wrapped it around themselves, and tied, pinned it, did it nicely. It looks like kind of like a strapless dress when they're done with it. Brilliant stuff. For the Jack Daniels, you've got a Jack Daniels t-shirt and black pants. What could be easier than this? And not only that, something I'm finding with my kids and something I find with the adults out there, too, make sure you're getting a costume that's going to be comfortable for you, too. There's nothing worse than walking around in shoes that aren't going to work because they looked good with the costume, or a costume that you're going to be freezing to death in if you're spending any time outside. Make sure your costume needs are well taken care of. You do it for, again, less than the 10 bucks, less than 10 minutes. Brilliant. So I love that Crown and Coke. Love it, love it, love it. Next up, a French press. This one works basically for the ladies, of course, but it's super easy. And I love the ones that make you think just a little bit. Here's French press. Black jeans, a little, you know, any kind of a nice comfortable top, a stretch top over top with the little horizontal lines, maybe a white shirt with horizontal black lines going through. It looks kind of French. A little red scarf tied at the neck, a little French looking like that. You know, easy, comfy little flat shoes. Think like Audrey Hepburn, okay, which she'd be comfortable in. You put on a little blonde wig if you want to. I've seen these at the dollar store. I've seen them at Five Below. All you need for this, you put that all together, little red lipstick, and then you have one of those press buttons. You know the ones where it says, like, press for easy whatever? It's a little big round button, like the ones that Hillary tried when she tried to do the redo, the reboot, whatever. That one of those. You hang those in a necklace around your neck. You're dressed up in a French style with the little press button around. Easy. Effortless. The clothes go back in the closet. It's super simple. Makes people think. And it's a fun costume. You gotta love it. Next up, clean and dirty. This is hysterical. The dirty costume is as easy as it gets. You just take your one of your rattiest outfits, you know, rub some, you know, I would say probably makeup on it. Get your lady's makeup, you know, put a little brown eyeshadow, get it all dirty. For clean, this is hilarious. For clean, the lady, again, she's in head to toe, just a black sweatshirt, t-shirt, you know, whatever, a turtleneck, black pants, something comfortable. And then she got, it had to be from some local, you know, office supply store. You get this wide mesh ribbon, okay? And you can put it on a strapless dress. You can staple it to whatever. You bunch it up, and with each little bunch, you staple it together, and then you can kind of hot glue it to the outfit, something you don't care about, and you look just like a scrubby in the shower. There's your clean and dirty. I love that. Very, very cool stuff. This one is wicked cool. This one I like not only for the adults, but also for the kids. The glow-in-the-dark stick person. Which is just, I love the picture. Somebody sent me a video as well on my phone, what their kid looked like in this. Very cool. Also very, very easy to do. Everybody knows the glow sticks that are out there. You have them for fun little occasions. You give them out at kids' parties. You give them out at adult parties. You can make a bracelet out of them. Again, put the kid in there already, or put the adult, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, babies. Put them in a little comfy black sweatsuit, you know, black top, black bottom, black shoes if you really want to dazzle. And then you get these glow sticks. You get these glow in the dark. You snap them and half, you shake them a little bit, and it glows in the dark. You got a few hours of glowing right there. And you just attach them to your outfit. It sounds like some last minute thrown together, whatever. But when you see it done, and it's done effortlessly, so easy to put together, and it's really quite clever when you see from the front, from the back. It looks like you spent a lot of time on it. It looks like you spent a lot of money on it. None of the above is true. It's brilliant. I love that. And it's super easy to put together. That's why I like it best. This one cracked me up. Fred and Wilma Flintstones, all right? They said flat out this cost less than 10 bucks to put together. She was in a little white suit with a little, it looks like Wilma Flintstone, you know, that you see from the entry, you know, the beginning of the Flintstone show. That was pretty easy to put together. She had an orange wig that she put up in a bun. Gotta love that. And then he just had this simple Fred Flintstone. It was just brown felt. They put a bunch of triangles on it. They did a ragtag cut at the bottom, and he put on some sandals. Not only, first of all, they said comfy was the name of the game because it was a crazy party they go to every year. They got it done. And honestly, this makes sense to be less than 10 bucks. I'm guessing it could be about 10 minutes to put together. But again, make it clever, that which is exactly what they did. Make it inexpensive, which is exactly what they did. This is the stuff that I love. This is the kind of thing where I love you look at it and it's brilliant. Here is, I got to make sure we get this in before the break, Bob Ross and the Happy Tree. Okay, my kids, age 14 and 11, love Bob Ross. Every adult my age I know loves Bob Ross. If you do this costume, you will be recognized. You will get howling laughter and a huge high five if you do this. And it's super easy. You can do it less than 10 minutes. Bob Ross costume. Find yourself a fluffy, curly Bob Ross looking hair wig, okay? Go online to Craigslist, find one on eBay, do whatever you need to. You'll find it for pretty cheap. Just get any kind of a button-down shirt, your jeans, put on your mellow voice, And then for the ladies, dress up in any kind of a, maybe you have brown slacks or black slacks and a green turtleneck, maybe a fall-colored tree turtleneck, an orange, a mustard, and then you put together a crown straight from the dollar store, a crown with all kinds of fake leaves on it. You are Bob Ross and the Happy Tree. And guess what? And I'm looking at the picture here. They said flat out they put it together for less than $10 for both of them. What did they say? No, I bet $14. $14 for the total for the pair for both of them. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, send in your ideas. I'm loving all of it. We might have time for another one before Halloween pops up. After the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, but best of all.
Sudden Infant Death Syndrome, SIDS, is the sudden, unexplained death of a baby younger than one. During SIDS Awareness Month, the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, NICHD, Safe to Sleep campaign wants everyone to know how to help babies sleep safely. Dr. Marion Coso-Thomas of the NICHD.
To reduce the risk of SIDS, always place your baby on his or her back to sleep. Use a firm and flat sleep surface, such as a mattress, in a safety-approved crib covered by a fitted sheet with no other bedding or soft items in the sleep area. Do not put soft objects, toys, crib bumpers, or loose bedding anywhere in the baby's sleep area. The American Academy of Pediatrics also recommends that parents share their room with the baby, keeping him or her close to their bed, but on a separate surface designed for infants, ideally for the first year, but preferably for at least the first 6 months.
For more information, go to safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This. Hey, join me this week as we break down some changes in the tax code that are really exciting. We have a short window of opportunity, but a big opportunity for a lot of people. That 1,097-page tax code changed a lot of things. Join us for the show. Figure out how it, in fact, impacted you. If you want more, you can go to yourlifeafterwork.com. And as always, join us. Consider This with Joe Clark.
1 in 5 children in America struggle with hunger. I'm Viola Davis. I was one of those children. I was one of the nearly 17 million kids who worry where their next meal will come from. Join me with the Safeway Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation to help us end childhood hunger.
Help undo hunger for America's children. Go to hungeris.org to learn more.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now. with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, half past the hour. You know what that means. Time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with the fine gentleman sitting today to my left, as opposed to my right, John Harriott. Welcome back, sir.
Are you referring to your political left or your political right? Or just,
geographically.
Geographically. Everybody, it is once again John Harriott with Keller Williams Real Estate with another scintillating,
always
educational.
Yes,
we are going to be talking about what's going on in the national real estate market, since we are a national show. How many states are we in now, kiddo?
States, my goodness, we're on over 80 stations.
Over 80 stations. That's enough
and
information.
Okay. You know, I'll pull up the map. That's good. I'll do that during the break. I'll pull up the map and let you know.
Anyway, what it is we're going to be talking about today is what's going on with home prices across the country.
Okay.
Are we about to enter a buyer's market? Prices have been accelerating so much for the last few years that we've kind of forgot about getting into a buyer's market.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about the true cost of not owning a home, because regardless of whether it's seller's market like it's been recently or going into a buyer's market, you're much better off buying a home than renting. And another survey has been done on that, Chrissy, that shows that buying a home is better than renting in 38 out of the 50 states.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And there's another three or four states where it's just about a toss-up. So long-term, you're much, much better off buying a house.
Good stuff.
Okay, so what's going on with home prices? Okay.
Okay.
And the answer is, the rise in home prices has slowed down.
Okay.
For a long time, the bubble that was induced by our federal government that reached a peak in 2008, that bubble finally burst. And from 2008 up through 2012, 2013, depending upon what part of the country you're in, we were in a free fall.
I can't believe that was 10 years ago.
2012, 2013, we had hit the bottom. And by 2015, 2016, we had recovered back to the point of 2008 in most parts of the country. And we have continued to accelerate at a rather robust rate. We're up 5.5% from August of 2017.
Okay.
That's pretty robust.
That's good.
But here is the big news. That marks the first time since June of 2016, the first time in over 2 years, that home prices did not appreciate by at least 6% year over year.
Okay.
So we've been going up at least 6% year over year, month after month, for the last 2 years plus. This shows that we're beginning to reach that peak, which is really good news. We're probably going to revert back to the mean. Nationally, home prices in the United States and Canada typically increase at the rate of 3.5%, 3.6%, 3.7% a year.
Manageable.
And I think we're going to be getting back to that.
Okay.
So if you draw a curve all the way going back to like 1996, when the big, big acceleration began, and you draw a line to 3.5%, we were way below that for a while.
Yep.
Then we were way above it for a while.
Yep.
And now we're getting back to that line. So we're probably going to be reverting to the mean. And I think we're probably going to be seeing prices come back down to the 3.5-4% range a year, but that's still an awfully good appreciation rate.
Heck yeah.
And there's other factors coming to bear on that too, that lack of inventory.
Okay.
People just don't have much choice anymore because we're down to like 2 and 3 months inventory many parts of the country. If you wonder what the inventory situation is in your part of the country, find yourself a good realtor who can keep you up to speed on what's going on with the demand and what's going on with the inventory.
Excellent.
But inventory is beginning to recover in many parts of the country, but we're not there yet. And we got the rise in mortgage rates.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've gone from 4% up to about 4.5% in the last, since January of 2018.
It makes a difference.
And that has got to make a difference, because a half a percentage rise in interest rates means your principal and interest payment is going up by 5%. So that leads to the next question. Are we about to enter a buyer's market?
Oh, my gosh. We've been in one of those for long enough. Here's hoping that's holding off for just a bit.
Now, this would be a good question to ask, because if you knew for sure that we were going into a buyer's market, mm-hmm. and it was going to last for a couple of years, then it would make sense, other factors being equal, to not buy that house, because prices are going to be going down over the next couple of years.
Yep.
If you could count on interest rates not going up, would be a good decision to not buy. So, folks, the people who really should know, the economists at places like CoreLogic, were asked this question. When do you see the national housing market turning from a seller's market like we've had mm-hmm. basically since 2012, 2013? So we're going on to, you know, 5 and 6 years of that.
Wow.
When do you see that turning into a buyer's market,
okay.
where we've got more sellers than buyers and prices going down? Well, of the economists that were surveyed, there were 5% said we've already turned into a buyer's market. And there probably are some parts of the country that have turned into a buyer's market. 7% said, well, at the end of 2018, I think we're going to see ourselves turning into a buyer's market.
Okay.
13% said by 2019.
Okay.
And 43%, the biggest bump in this curve, mm-hmm. said by 2020. But the consensus is that, yes, we're going to head into a buyer's market. And, folks, that's not news, shouldn't be news to anybody, because markets don't go up in a straight line forever and ever and ever. That's not true of the stock market.
Mm-mm.
That's not true of the housing market. I think given the present leadership on the part of our president, with the deregulatory urge and the laws being made more and more favorable, tax laws being made more and more favorable to investment, I think we're going to see a much, much more solid and sustainable rate of increase in earnings for companies, and much more solid and sustainable rate of increase in home prices. Sooner or later, there's going to be a correction, because we haven't reversed the market trends forever and ever and ever.
No.
So by 2020, that's 2 years away. And even then, it's probably going to be mild. And if there is a 10 to 20% correction in home prices, that still bodes very, very well for the long term. And I'm going to repeat the advice.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I'm going to repeat the advice that I've been giving for the last, 5 years at least, that, you know, now is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to either buy that first home, make that move up buy. So I don't think the chances of us getting a bubble again, Chrissy, are anywhere near what they were, what they led to back in 2008.
I agree. It's very reassuring, too. I love how the math just doesn't lie. When you're talking about the trends, how things go up, they go down, they stay steady, and how the upward trend is always just constant there. And as well as the fact that you've got all those economists who are thinking that we're still really in the beautiful thick of things. Get in there. You made an excellent point before when you were talking about...
All my points are excellent.
But when you talked about how things could be slowing down a bit because the inventory is really starting to wonderfully, for the best of reasons, get lighter than it used to be. It used to be the market was flooded with homes that with these buyers were desperate to sell. And now you've got this turnaround where people are feeling, and they weren't selling because people just weren't confident enough in their finances. Now you've got a reversal of that. People are far more confident in their finances. They're buying these homes. They're snatching them up. And now for that reason, the inventory is lower. But stick with it. If you're in there to get yourself a new house, you've got your dream house in mind, stick it out, really power through, you know, keep researching and don't settle. You're going to find the perfect one for you out there. But yeah, the inventory is, for the best of reasons, getting a little lighter than it used to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now we're going to talk just a little bit about the true cost of not owning your own home.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, what proof exists that owning is financially better than renting? And people who listen to this program have heard me talk before. You know, the top five financial benefits of home ownership. You know, home ownership is a form of forced savings.
Oh, yeah.
People put a pretty high priority on paying that mortgage every month.
Yep.
Because if you don't pay your mortgage, like they probably told you at settlement, If you pay your mortgage, you stay. If you don't, you won't.
There's a lot of personal finance books out there that talk about ways, just proven ways, to get yourself to a millionaire status by the time you retire. And one of the biggest things they talk about is having multiple forms of income. People often interpret that as saying, oh, what, I need to have a side job? I need to have an additional career? No. When you own your own home, that is forced savings and, believe it or not, forced, air quotes, income with the money that you're generating off of that. But if you're a homeowner, chances are really very excellent that you're going to get where you want to go faster than if you were not a homeowner.
Absolutely. So, home ownership is a form of forced savings, provides tax savings. Home ownership also allows you to lock in your monthly housing costs. Where else could you say that, hey, my rent is going to be the same in 30 years as it is now?
Nowhere.
Now, you can't really say that for sure about your housing cost if you own your own home.
Well, true.
Because your taxes are going to go up.
Well, that's true. But if you're renting, your taxes are going to go up anyway. Your landlords aren't. You're paying
that
anyway.
Is true.
There you
that
go.
Is true. Okay, so you can lock in your principal and interest costs, and it's going to be the same for the next 30 years. Also, buying a home is money-wise, month-to-month, year-to-year, cheaper than renting. Another big, big reason, and I'm a big believer in the financial reasons for buying a home.
Oh, heck yeah.
But another survey was done of homeowner net worth versus renter's net worth.
Mm-hmm.
The average homeowner net worth, let me put it that way.
Sure.
Is 44 times greater than that of a renter.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, something like $5,000 for a renter.
Oh, my gosh.
$220,000 to $250,000 for a homeowner.
It's just a no... That's...
It is a no-brainer. So, folks, as we said, now is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home-buying lifetime to buy that house. The combination of prices haven't gone up as much as they're going to yet. Interest rates are only heading one way up. That means now is the best time. Still going to be a good deal in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But the best deal is right now. And kiddo, I...
Wrapping it up. Another one flew by. Thanks for hanging out. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, want to bepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Nagopian Show. I am so delighted on our newsmaker line. We've had a lot of play on this. When I put the word out about this on social media, people were freaking out. They loved this show. Versailles and actors Alexander Vlahos and Evan Williams joining us on a very busy schedule to discuss their outrageous roles in this very popular primetime soap Versailles. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You've got people out there who love and rave and are freaking out that I'm talking with you. And you've got other people saying, oh, my God, tell me more about this show. You've got this real polarity here. For all of the people out there who haven't heard of the show yet and who are yet to be sucked into this amazing addictive soap, tell our listeners a little bit more about it.
Versailles is, I think, one of the most exciting period dramas that's come out in a while because it actually tells the story of what really happened behind closed doors. And the history is a little stuffy in the history books, but we really illuminate it with a lot of excitement and intrigue.
I love that. Yeah, and, you know, speaking of, you know, any kind of political intrigue or backstabbing or whatever, I can't imagine any sort of real-life way that we could pull some headlines on that one, why anybody would be really interested in that. You guys have touched on something so fantastic and so electric. People are flocking towards the show. They love your characters. They love the storylines. Tell us about the new season.
The new season is bigger, bolder, brasher, and more braver than we've done before. I'm incredibly proud of season three. Yeah, there's an amazing sort of new plot lines. There's the story about the man in the iron mask. There's about Louis XIV's new wife, Madame de Maintenon. But season three is the probably, you know, everything's sort of come together at the right time. We've got amazing script writers, amazing directors, the cast that are there. We've introduced new cast with people like the Leopold. And so yeah, it's season three is we're going out on a high, let's just say that.
It's the strongest season so far, we think, and you really get a chance to dive in with the characters that you already know and love if you know the show. And for people just discovering it now, it's amazing because it's bingeable. So people can watch the whole first two seasons on Ovation.
On Ovation, they're running the marathons of season one and two, so you can just go onto Ovation TV and pick up at the start, or if you missed season two, you just pick up at season two, and then season three comes out on Saturday.
And the number of messages we have from people saying, oh, I started and then I got hooked and lost the next few weeks of my life. If I could count all those messages, I'd be there all day.
Yeah.
No, and you guys nailed it. People were talking about this. People are binge watching at these parties in full costume dress. I was so impressed. I can't even get my act together to binge watch, you know, anything with like a bowl of popcorn. I'll pat myself on the back. But the full costume dress.
Those people are committed.
Yes.
This is fantastic. Now tell me about it. These are all questions straight from the people who love your show. What should they be looking for this season? What is the gotcha moments that we should be waiting for? Not disclosing anything that shouldn't be disclosed.
The storyline between Philippe and the Chevalier traverses new territory in season three. The audiences have been clamoring to know what happens to Monchevy, the relationship, and I don't think they're going to expect what befalls the fated lovers in this season. We're excited to show everybody. Also, the Palace of Versailles is completed in season three. The whole palace has been under construction for all the series of the show, and so finally Louis reveals the finished palace, but then also, once the construction is done, what do you do other than try to defend against all the people who want a piece of it? So Louis is in a very vulnerable position and is actually making the transition to the absolute ruler, the tyrant, and so there's some morality issues there as well.
For all of our listeners out there, I want you to take a look at this site. You've got to see this season three trailer. Take a look at this, www.ovationtv.com/Versailles. I've watched it. It's fantastic. You already came to this project years ago with so much on your resume already. What are you finding that you're pulling from, say, your past projects? What can you apply to this current one with Versailles? And what is brand new for you when it comes to this project? What is absolutely like pioneering for you guys with this compared to other past projects?
Other past projects have facilitated us to be sort of ready as actors to conquer these parts and these roles. But I think, I don't want to speak for Evan, but for me, this was a whole brand new experience. Filming abroad, filming in France for, you know, we spent, you know, 6 months of the year for 4 years of our lives filming season one to three. This whole brand new, it was brand new for France. They were sort of breaking new boundaries. It was the biggest budget they've ever created. It was the biggest Anglo-French co-production ever. Yeah, in terms of like pulling from past projects, for me, not so much. This was a brand new sort of experience. Philippe was a brand new character. He was almost, but yeah, I've just had the most amazing time filming it.
I went to theater school for 4 years in Canada and did Restoration and did Shakespeare and did all these classical projects, which then when I started my professional television career went away. I had to do so much realism. And so to get a chance for me to do some of the stuff that I learned in theater school was so exciting.
Oh my gosh, and you're doing it. You're knocking it out of the park, guys. People are raving about your performances, and it's got to be tough. I mean, there are so many different period pieces out there. You've got some about British history. You've got some about American history. You've got something brand new with the French history here, which I love. I love that especially kids today, or, you know, in their 20s and 30s are learning more about French history through wonderful pieces like this. But there's got to be a challenge as well. There are some, I mean, you guys are playing, so many people in that series are playing real-life characters, historical characters, and then you've got the sideline figures that are pure fiction. It's got to be tough melding the two. What are you finding to be the biggest challenges when it comes to bringing all of this amazing history to life while still making it entertaining and kind of getting all the sideline? It's got to be nearly impossible some days.
I think one of the biggest challenges was also the biggest opportunity, which is that we're having a historical show but told through a modern lens. And so the opportunity was that we got to tell some stories that are really relevant today with some characters that could exist on the street today. I think both the Philippe and the Chevalier are characters you could see walking around during Fashion Week in New York. And so we needed to split the difference between telling a story that was modern but also within the structure of the historical piece. But I think that's also why the show is so alluring for so many people around the world.
And we have a massive amount of responsibility as well, because these are real-life people. You know, we spent, you know, times in filming in the palace where we would look up and there would be the real-life Philippe Duc d'Orléans and the Chevalier de Lorraine looking down on you in portraits. So it wasn't like we were creating these characters in our brains, or the writers, or Simon Mirren and David Wollstonecraft, these showrunners, didn't just fabricate these characters out of thin air. These are real life people, and we had a big responsibility to showcase them to the best of their ability and the best of our ability.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you give me just a quick shot, if you would. What type of prep time? Did you roll out of bed in the sweats, you get yourself to work. How long does it take to get into this amazing mindset, the wardrobe, the character, furniture, the hair, the everything from start to finish?
So I'll give you a rundown. So we get picked up roughly about 5:30, 6 a.m. Let's just say that the route to studio is about 25 minutes from the car. So we get into studio, we have about 5 minutes to get maybe a sort of a cold croissant and a shot of espresso. And then everything's in shifts. So if I would be going into makeup while Evan would be going into hair. But it takes about an hour and 45 until we're on set fully head to toe in 17th century. It's a big transformation out of, as you said, the sweats from the morning. And then the de-rig happens about 8 p.m. at night. So it's a full day, and you don't really escape 17th century France, do you?
I love that. Alexander, oh my gosh. Alexander, Evan, you had me at cappuccino, first of all, but the description is just over the top. This is so great. Guys, check out the show. If you're not already addicted, take 5 minutes. You will be addicted. Check it out. Versailles, it's coming up. Third season, probably the best yet, no doubt. Guys, you got an open mic whenever you want to. Come on back. I love talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kirsten.
Thank you, Kristen.
And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.